grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Welcome to the Beer Hemp Studios. Chris Fowley from The Hemp Store.
Kia ora.
How's it going, mate?
Oh, very well. Lovely day out there.
Another sunny day. You're saying that you rode your bicycle, pedal power, the whole way from Titirangi to the CBD.
Oh, not the whole way. You're giving me too much credit there. It was a hybrid journey. But, got to say, actually, I take that back, my disparaging comments about e-bikes. They're actually pretty good, it turns out.
Up that zip.
But, yeah. When you got to do all those hills yourself, it's a bit more effort involved. But no, it's good. It's good fun. Nice day like this. But got to say, and also I'd said, it's nice and safe out there with hardly anyone driving. Just coming down here, almost got wiped out because it's back to the good old days, of course, which is every bike journey, you're almost dying. The old rubbish truck where he eyeballed me as I'm coming along and then just pulled a Yui right in front of me.
Oh, yeah, it sucks.
Ruthless.
How often do you get stuff yelled at you? I find that people yell at me. Are you yelled at him?
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Hey, mate, get up. What are you doing?
Yeah. Hey, now, Chris, we're into a pretty hefty week of cannabis law reform news. I picked up your post on the daily blog last night, I think, about the Ministry of Health is reviewing the medicinal cannabis scheme.
Yes, this actually came out, I think, last Thursday night. It might have been Friday. It was just after the show last week.
Okay.
And there were some discussion or some talk from the industry, the Medical Cannabis Council. The scheme's basically unworkable.
Mm-hmm.
That people who are trying to produce cannabis can't get the necessary approvals or the time or to do it in a cost-effective way that they need to be able to do it so they can actually help local patients, as well as get things offshore, which of course is what they need to make a bit of money so they can help local patients.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the kind of thing that was happening. And in response, this was really great. The Ministry of Health said that they've been listening to these concerns and they've been working on a issues paper or discussion document, it turns out, and it's going to come out this month, which is great, which means in the next 2 weeks, I guess. So that's awesome. And then there'll be some sort of period of consultation as to how we think this can be made better.
Does a discussion document have all the sort of questions and issues like bundled up, like neatly packaged, all the sort of questions and queries that people may have been getting in touch with them about over the last couple of years? Is that what happens in it?
That's a great question because, a discussion document or that kind of thing can be used, of course, to frame the agenda, frame the debate by saying this is what we're discussing.
Yes.
But there's nothing to stop people doing other things or to weave in their points and to, do what the politicians do. It doesn't matter what they ask, you answer what you want to answer.
Yeah, but if they are releasing a discussion document, are they just saying, hey, look, people have been in touch and these are the concerns people have had? Is that what is contained in the discussion document? What will be in it?
Well, my pick is it'll probably be limited to things that can be done without touching the regulations or kind of minor changes or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. That would be their pick as things of matters of interpretation where you don't actually have to change anything other than what the ministry is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, that's the microbe thing that that stops not only our exports but also great products coming in from overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that, you know, we have this toughest microbe level in the world.
Yeah.
But that's just the ministry picking that level. There's nothing in the actual, like the regulations point to the European Pharmacopoeia, which gives you a bunch of different settings, and the ministry has chosen the toughest one. Everyone else went for the higher ones, and that's why they have a broader range of products.
Okay.
So, that's just a matter of interpretation. Super easy. They could do that today, tomorrow.
So do you think that the discussion document itself could simply have, we're going to increase the microbe level?
Hopefully it'll be a bit more than that. We might be able to do things like, for example, at the moment, anyone who wants to export has to pass the New Zealand minimum quality standard before they can do the export.
And no one is exporting.
well, it's not being consumed in New Zealand, and you know that's why people aren't exporting. So yep. you have to pass this quality standard for here as well as pass the one for the country you're going into.
Okay.
And yet it's not being consumed here. And our one's the toughest, and to meet it, you might have to do things like irradiation on your cannabis flower, mm-hmm. and there's no irradiation capacity in the country, so you can't.
Yes.
You know, so things like that, all they have to do is go, well, that actually doesn't really make sense. Like, if the country that's taking it is happy taking it, then let mm-hmm. them take it. Mm-hmm. You know, so, yeah, as I say, that would let people get going. But, yeah, in the old daily blog there, as you mentioned, I've put a few suggestions there, both some real game changers mm-hmm. I think they could do. Like, another thing, again, it's just a matter of interpretation, but it would absolutely change things. And that's to do like America and just accept that anything made out of hemp is legal. Mm-hmm. So if someone's got a hemp license, they're limited to low THC strains. If they want to make a hemp balm, let them go for it. This is what happens all around the world. But for some reason here, they go, oh no, that's going to have some tiny trace of CBD, so no, prescription mm-hmm. only.
Yes.
So, you know, there's a bunch of things that, again, you know, it's just matters of interpretation that they could really change to open things up. Mm-hmm. But other things, you know, let patients grow their own would be great, especially while it's really difficult to get products. But that actually brings me around to my other point. It turns out it's not that difficult, because one of the things I mentioned in this blog is that as the ministry are announcing this, two things that I did last week that were kind of interesting. One is I got myself a prescription for cannabis, mm-hmm. which I think I've mentioned a couple of times on the show that I was going to do. So that's finally happened. So that was great, and that was really easy. It turns out, I mean, not easy. It's not like I made anything up, but you know, if you use it to relax, or you use it to help you sleep, or you use it for something that otherwise you would be asking a doctor for a pill. You know, if you're feeling a bit anxious after working hard, or you're in a bit of pain every now and again, it doesn't have to be every single day that you're writhing around on the ground in pain, but it's mm-hmm. just something that you would go to the doctor for, you know. So it turns out you can be prescribed cannabis for any of those things. So
did you go to the pharmacist and fill the script?
Well, that's the again, so it turns out now I'm illustrating the process quite well, because I'm mm-hmm. thinking, great, well, this is great, I've got myself a prescription, now I'm legally using it, but I haven't actually got the cannabis in my sticky hands yet.
Yes.
So, you know, whether this is the old COVID supply chains or you know, cannabis in general, but turns out they're often out of stock, and actually, you know, mm-hmm. getting it, you know, there's a bit of a gap, it turns out. Mm. It's quite common between
Did
getting
you get
a prescription
an
and actually getting it.
I heard that quite often there's a wild variation in price.
Yes,
and it can be quite expensive.
I've heard that too. Mm-hmm. And again, one of these things, one of the silly rules I think we have here is we're kind of approving these products under the medical cannabis scheme, but then they treat them like they're unapproved, which means they can't be marketed. Mm-hmm. But any form of communication, the Ministry of Health interprets as marketing, so pharmacies don't even know what to charge for it, mm-hmm. and they're kind of guessing. So some pharmacies might charge more than others, and you've kind of got to shop around.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've sent through a couple of stories on Canna South. They've done some research on cannabinoids, providing relief for people with neuropathic pain. Firstly, what is neuropathic pain, Chris Fowley?
Well, that's pain related to your nerves, and generally from inflammation. It can be for things like diabetes. It can be from multiple sclerosis or, you know, amputations or, you know, surgery, this sort of thing. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, this was interesting. It's a medical cannabis company actually doing some research. So I thought, well, that's great. And, you know, but it turns out it's this most basic form where it's in a dish, but it's a bit gross. It was some nerves taken out of a mouse, and you're just kind of bathing it in cannabinoids and seeing how this nerve reacts.
Yes.
Like a little
weird. It's funny how you got to start, though. You have to start at that sort of level, don't you?
But also, you know, the same day, I think it was, or certainly this week, Canna South have put their hands up for another $3 million or so. That was reported on the NBR. So, yes, on the one hand, doing research, and then on the other hand, turns out that just, you know, chews through the money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Medical Cannabis Council, what they were saying, is companies just bleeding cash while they wait for things to get better.
Mm-hmm. Goodness me.
Other news, though.
Yes.
Prompt me. Come on.
You've got this Littleton port worker.
Ah, fascinating. If mm-hmm. you're fascinated by port workers and in terms of employment drug testing, this was really interesting because this guy lost his job after he had an edible that he was testing for his wife who was using medical cannabis. She was a bit worried about how strong this is going to be. He had a little mm-hmm. bit of it. Turns out he was already on some sort of probation thing at the port for having tested positive before, but they fired him. But it wasn't about being impaired. That was the interesting thing. They didn't fire him for being impaired, because this got confirmed by the employment court. And in doing so, I think they've really widened, actually, they've widened the criteria under which they can dismiss people. Mm-hmm. Because he's been dismissed for breaching the company policy to not use cannabis, mm-hmm. as opposed to actually being impaired and being a health and safety issue.
Mm-hmm. Is it fair for a company to have a policy that you can't use cannabis?
Well, I don't think so. Jeez. Mm-hmm. You're probably asking the wrong person. No, I mean, definitely not. But yeah, he should probably go down and get a prescription, eh? And then that would kind of be thrown out the window.
Ah, okay, yes. That makes sense.
Mm.
Okay. All right. Now, Chris, you had a bit of an update on Brittany. Is it Griner?
Well, this happened again just after the show last week. So
9 years?
I don't know what is with our timing. I'm picking some major news will happen tonight. Yeah, unfortunately, Brittany Griner, if you haven't heard, 9.5 years. Really, really long penalty, I thought, mm-hmm. Given the maximum's 10, but clearly she is a political prisoner over there, and the intervention on that kind of, you know, the quietly, and then at the high political level, given the context of Ukraine and stuff, you know, it just hasn't worked.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they're all saying this is like the first stage, they needed to let that run its course, and now they can do the old prisoner swap, and this mm-hmm. horrible, distasteful idea of swapping her for this merchant of death arms dealer. Boy, oh boy.
It's not a fair trade, that's for
sure. No, they're going to have to send in the seals, I think, and break her out.
And you've sent through a study on teens' interest in trying cannabis. Does legalisation increase?
Study. Yeah, we should have got this out before the bloody referendum vote, right? Yep. But because this is what they always go on about. I don't care about you, what you do. It's the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm talking about the kids. Well, it turns out, so this new study out of Michigan State University, they looked at places in America that are legalized. It's been quite a while now, quite a few different states. And teen use did not go up. In fact, it went down, if anything, in all those places. So if that's what you're worried about, you need to legalize. But what did happen is adult use went up in quite a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that a lot of that was theorising, you know, substitution off alcohol.
Yes, totally.
Or people just being more honest, or people who were perhaps using it medically before, now they just go mm-hmm. to the regular shop, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. So, yeah, but important thing, teen use goes down.
I've had a couple of texts come through. Even Olivia Newton-John used medical cannabis and was trying to have it made more accessible for everyone who needed it. My 70-year-old stepdad uses it for arthritis and swears by it. And someone has said, I tried to get my medical yesterday. My GP was not interested and referred me to a special clinic. I took it upon myself to school her. She only thought there was one CBD product available for MS.
There you go. Wow, yeah. That's great. Good on you. Yeah, school them up. That's right. There's actually a page on the Ministry of Health's website that lists all the products that have been approved. I think we're well over 10 now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe getting nearing 20. At first, a lot of them were just the oils, but now there's flowers, and they're all in different kind of strengths and ratios and things, and obviously different prices. But yeah, cost is definitely an issue, and yeah, you've got to do a bit of shopping around. But school up your doctor, and if you're getting nowhere, just go to one of these specialist clinics, because they have the training and the experience and the expertise, and that gives them the confidence to go ahead with it.
Chris Valley, just one last thing. Going back to the Ministry of Health reviewing the medicinal cannabis scheme, just get in touch with your local GP if you have anything to throw into the mix. Do you write an email, or is there anything that can be added to this?
Well, I think when it comes out, we'll hear that. It'll say then how you, but it's probably feeding back directly to the ministry. But yeah, bringing it up with your doctor if you can, that'd be great. Get your doctor to send a letter too, you know, with whatever their issues are. Because maybe it's like what this person was saying, that their doctor just doesn't have any information or education. And part of that is this, as I say, this block on marketing. They can't communicate to any of the medical professionals. The Ministry of Health even had a problem with the cannabis companies turning up at the GP conference.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So they're taking this very strict interpretation that's really inhibiting doctors from prescribing.
Mm-hmm.
But, as I say, if you can open up that communication, or then if you can go to the clinic, get your prescription, CC in your doctor, which the clinics all offer to do, to let your doctor know how the outcome of it, and then that in turn gives your original doctor more confidence to go from there.
Okay. All right, Chris Valley.
Right on.
Thank you very much. Anything happening at the hemp store this week?
Oh, well, we're open and loving it. And yeah, come on up. There you go. That's it.
That simple.
I'll be there.
All right. Cheers, Chris.
Right.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with me.